Susan Bryce. Website: susanbryce.ca. Facebook: Susan Bryce. Twitter: @Susan_Bryce. Are you associated with or running as part of a slate? If so, which one? No. Do you live in the municipality where you are running, and if so, for how long? If not, what is your connection to that community? Yes, 20 years. What is your occupation, and for how long? I have been an elementary school teacher, talk show host, and executive of the Better Business Bureau and Silver Thread Center. Tell us about your previous elected and/or community experience. I have served as trustee and chair of the Greater Victoria School Board, councillor and mayor of Oak Bay, elected MLA Saanich South and cabinet minister and Saanich councillor and director CRD. I currently serve as Chair Saanich Planning, Transportation and Economic Development Committee, Chair Saanich Finance and Governance Committee, Chair CRD Finance Committee, Director BC Transit and Chair Victoria Regional Transit Commission, Director Greater Victoria Harbour Authority, Director Board Destination Greater Victoria. Previously I volunteered with the Cridge Centre, Transplant BC and currently volunteer for Board ALS BC. Why are you running? What's your motivation? I am running because the issues that are important to Saanich are important to me. As a mother and grandmother, I am committed to making decisions on behalf of Saanich residents that deal with inevitable growth while preserving a livable community and protecting the natural environment. COVID has reminded us that life can change quickly and we must set priorities, be prepared and be flexible. I have the background to add value to these discussions as we tackle climate change, housing affordability, food sustainability and transportation. I believe collegial decision-making results in better outcomes at council. What are your top three issues? Housing affordability. The issue council must continue to address as support for a range of housing options from market to subsidized, from ownership to rental and co-op. Development which is densified should be planned alongside investment in public transit. Thoughtfully done, this can preserve the character of existing neighborhoods. Environmental protection. Saanich must continue to develop a biodiversity conservation strategy, set and meet climate targets, ensure new developments reduce GHGs, and support active transportation, including an electrified public transit system. Financial sustainability. As we plan for all the future projects identified as desirable, it will be important that we ensure it is balanced with the taxpayers' ability to pay for those improvements. What's your vision for your community in 25 years? Saanich will have diversified its housing stock, increased number of residents primarily living in walkable mixed-use centers, villages and corridors. There will be an enhanced cycling network within Saanich and the region. All public transit and most private vehicles will be electric and the growth in public transit use will be substantial. There will be protected and restored habitat and ecosystems connecting environmentally sensitive areas and green space with additional tree cover. Saanich will be on its way to being a complete community with more variety of affordable housing. The tax base will be supported by a broader range of commercial services, research, high tech, and industrial. As the population grows, Saanich will continue to become a more diverse community welcoming a broad range of ethnic backgrounds. What's one big idea you have for your community? Saanich needs an identifiable gathering space for entertainment and congregating. I would like to see an outdoor space identified to contain stage, gathering space and seating. When any important event, announcement or entertainment is available to the public, this natural carefully designed area will become the go-to place for our residents to gather.